Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 483 for Wednesday, July 20th. I'm Jade Marcus. The ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were $6 to $7 per ton stronger in early activity on Wednesday. The November contract was up $6 at $469, propped up by weakness in the Canadian dollar and gains in Chicago Board of Trade soybeans. The loonie lost ground against its U.S. counterpart Wednesday morning, which is bullish for canola as it makes the commodity more appealing to international buyers. Chicago soybeans were seeing some recovery after sharp declines on Tuesday, which brought spillover support to the market. Commercial demand for canola is strong, a trend likely to continue throughout the year, which underpinned the market. Malaysian palm oil closed stronger overnight, adding to canola's advances. However, the technical bias is to the downside, which could pressure prices throughout the day. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans and corn were stronger, while wheat was mixed. Soybeans were up 5 to 8 cents per bushel on Wednesday, with the August contract at $10.49 a bushel, correcting higher after yesterday's sharp declines. Support from the nearby soy oil market helped prices advance. However, soybeans still face a number of bearish factors, which could cause the market to decline throughout the day. China continues to auction off its reserve soybeans, and favorable rains in the U.S. Midwest are supporting crop development, which could further pressure prices. Corn prices were up 1 to 3 cents per bushel in early activity, with the September contract at $3.44 a bushel, propped up by revised production estimates from Brazil. Brazil's corn production is now expected to be 80 million metric tons, compared with the previously forecasted 82 million metric tons. Heat and dryness during a key pollination period has hurt the country's crop. However, losses in the crude oil market limited gains on Wednesday, as corn is used in ethanol production. Mostly favorable growing conditions in the U.S. further capped advances. For wheat, prices were up 1 to 3 cents with the Chicago September contract at $4.18 a bushel. Front contracts advanced following gains in French wheat, but deferred contracts were pressured by a strengthening U.S. dollar. The country's advancing harvest further pressured prices. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday, July 20th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Jade Marcus.